Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? How was your day? How's it going today? Was it challenging? How was your week? How was the year going? Do you sometimes feel like everything's coming at you at one time? You've got to make the sales. You've got employees that you have to try to train. You've got at least one or two employees you have a problem with. You've got to convince your salespeople to go out and sell. You've got the pressure of payroll, and you have to make decisions about insurance. You have to make decisions about your health plans. You have to write a strategic plan for your business. I mean, it goes on and on and on every single day, and at the end of the day, your head might be swirling, and you might say to yourself, what? What's going on here? And what happens is we get so many things to do in the day. We get so many pressures. We have so many things that need to take care of. We lose perspective. We lose perspective as to what, as a business person, you've accomplished. I'd like you to just take a moment and look around. I'd like you to take a moment and look around and see all the good things in your business, all the things that you created, the jobs, the value for your customers or clients, how you've created, helped create the economy of the United States of America because you are there. Or look at your home, your house, your family, sending the children to school, putting food on the table every single day. Maybe remodeling that kitchen. There is so much good that you do throughout the day that somehow we forget to look around and it gets lost in all the stress of the business. And if we take the time to think about all the good, everything that happens that's good, what happens is it's not so hard to deal with the stress. It's not so hard to deal with the activity of the business. It's not so difficult to get up in the morning and just take it on. Because you take it on, you create a culture in your business that employs people, that permits them to say to themselves, I'm going to look around and see all the good things I have. It's amazing what CEOs, presidents, and business owners do. But they don't give themselves credit for what they do. They don't necessarily have an understanding of what they do because they're so busy every single day. So if you take the time to appreciate you, the CEO, president, or business owner, if you take the time to look at the value that you're creating, you'll understand why tomorrow morning it won't be so hard to get up and go to work, why you'll look forward to the challenges, why you'll look forward to everything that you have to face to make it right, everything that you have to do to make a profit. Things are good. Business is good. Your life is good. And yes, it's challenging, and that was a choice. You decided to be a business person, a CEO, president, or business owner. And with that comes responsibility. With that comes stress. And with that comes a whirlwind of activity that just never stops. So take a moment, take a breath, look around, say to yourself, I did this. Look at what I created. Now, of course, when I say that, we have to consider that, you know, everyone helped you. Your coworkers, your team helped you. Your vendors might have helped you. There are many people involved in a business. It's not just you. But if you weren't there, you wouldn't have put the ingredients together to make it work. This is Howard Lewinter. Take a moment. Look around. See what's going on. See what you've accomplished. See the incredible beauty that you've created in your life. And, of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.